When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just did a quick check of the current spread for Nebraska Rutgers. Huskers are 6.5-point favorites right now against Rutgers. 4-0 Rutgers, 4-1 Nebraska. We're joined now by Husker Lions Sean Kelly. And Sean, do you think Nebraska is about a touchdown better than Rutgers heading into this game, in your opinion?
I mean, he's about right. Guys, a touchdown's a lot in a Big Ten game now. I mean, it's more like the NFL when you look at these Big Ten games. There's a lot of spreads that are going to hover in this area. Obviously, you see a lot of big ones too, where Oregon and Ohio State are 20-plus point favorites in some of these matchups. But I mean, Washington's a 2-point favorite over Michigan this week in Seattle. So the home field is big. Mm-hmm. Rutgers plays a style of game where points are going to be at a premium because they want to shorten this game, tighten the possessions. I like this game for Nebraska. I think it's a better matchup for them than Illinois was. And I think the heat, and Sipple and I talked about this yesterday, it's going to be a factor. I mean, 95 degrees, and they're going to be on that east sideline, cooking in that sun. So, you know, there's some advantages for Nebraska going into this game in Lincoln. But, you know, that's about right, I would say.
Okay, Sean Callahan joins us. John Bullock, Sean, has been quite a, I'd say, revelation in that we didn't probably expect him to be the clear MVP of the defense at this point of the season. When you go back and look at him in high school, Sean, and you follow the high schools very closely, did you see this kind of coming? Did you think John Bullock's career in college could evolve, you know, to a point where he's the best player on Nebraska's defense?
No, I don't think anybody could. I mean, when he first came, when Coach Frost was here in Shenander, I mean, it was 2020. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just an under the radar walk-on guy. Mm. And, you know, I don't think he was very high on their radar for playing time at that point. And then, you know, he started to really come on in special teams, if you remember.
That's right.
When 2021, he was starting to, you know, play on some specials and emerge, but he was still a safety and he wasn't a linebacker. I think what changed his career, and you heard Tony White tell that story yesterday. He goes, why is this guy in the back of the safeties line of the group? Let's put him at linebacker. We need linebackers. And I think that's the move that really changed his career because he wasn't playing linebacker until you know, the 3-3-5 defense came here and they made that move. And it really changed the trajectory of his career. He still had to play behind you know, Nick Heinrich and Luke Reimer. But, you know, he continued to get on the field last year, and now here he is.
Sean, also his brother, Alex Bullock, we saw him play more snaps. I'm trying to get those snaps right now. He played more snaps against Purdue. Why do you think he's playing more right now?
Blocking. I mean, I think when you look at the consistency of the perimeter edge blocking, he's going to give you a better guy out there. You know, he played a lot last year, and obviously he's had his snaps taken back because of the additions of Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nayor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was a really good high school player too. I mean, I watched that year during COVID, during 2020 in the fall. We went to a lot of games because Nebraska didn't play till basically November. Mm-hmm. And he was a really good player as well. They're a great story, just kind of coming in as walk-ons, and both have become factors in different ways. But I think they, you know, he gives them just kind of a steady presence You saw him that one Ja'Cory Barney play. I believe he took out two guys on the edge there.
Mm-hmm. He played 22 snaps, Sean. He played 22 snaps on Saturday.
So my Sean,
which is impressive.
Go ahead, Sean.
That's a good number. Sorry, Jake.
So my Sean Callahan. Sean, Nebraska, again, continues to have major, major issues kicking the football.
Oh, yes.
Rutgers is very good at blocking kicks. The two block kicks in the first half for Nebraska last week. Sean, what do you do with this kicking game, and are you just going to go for it on every fourth down in opponent territory?
Yeah, two numbers, 71 and 63. 71 block kicks by Greg Schiano in his 15 years at Rutgers, 63 non-offensive touchdowns. That should scare the hell out of you, Jake Thornton.
I am scared, Sean.
Wow, that's hard.
No, I don't think they've had a lot this year, but in the history of Schiano, that's kind of been his bread and butter. And we had Bobby Darin on last night, 24/7 Rutgers guy. I used to work with at Rivals years ago, and he said Greg Schiano like coaches the special teams himself, and you know that's a big part of his deal. He kind of like a Frank Beamer almost. So they will try to find points there, and I don't know what the answer is. I mean, it'd be nice if early in the game they could just make a kick just to kind of get the ball rolling. They had the ball rolling in the second half with extra points. They made four extra points.
Yeah, that was good.
I mean, you kind of chuckle. I mean, but you got to make a 2-foot putt before you make a 10-foot putt. You know, you got to get some baby steps to get to where you want to be. But you're right, Jake. It should be a concern because Nebraska's had a punt block this year. They've had two field goals blocked now.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Isn't it interesting that on those PATs, I was like, okay, they got that. That's good. They kicked the PAT. it's come to that.
Drama-free in that
one. It's come to that. Okay, speaking of concern, Sean, I'll just do the old level of concern. What's your level of concern with the I'll call it the traditional running game, just the handoff to the running back?
You know, it's more the blocking up front, too. I mean, I don't know if there's been a lot there either for those guys. And it is pretty predictable when Dowdell's in, I think, for defenses. They know he's going to get the ball, so they can probably commit extra bodies to that. And you've got to get off. You've got to run through somebody, or you've got to beat somebody or get to the second level. And they just haven't had great success doing it. I mean, the jet sweeps have been kind of their bread and butter run play that have opened up more things.
Yep.
And then when Emmett Johnson came in the game, and obviously really had a great second half, but. They're not going to give up on it either. I mean, I think you'll see it again, and they've got to have that play in their arsenal with Dowdell and kind of those inside runs. But they just did get a great game last week, and Purdue was prepared for it. I mean, they had a pretty good scheme lined up against the run because they knew Nebraska was going to try to run it at them, and they've been giving up the running yards like they have. And without a running quarterback, it's a little bit easier to scheme Nebraska than what Notre Dame and the Oregon State teams were doing to Purdue a couple weeks before that.
Last thing quickly, Sean, do you believe Nebraska's run defense will be able to slow down Kyle Manigai, the running back for Rutgers?
You know, it reminds me of Mo Ibrahim from Minnesota. Nebraska had a great – they would always get off to a good start with him. And then in the second half, if the game tilted to the favor of their team, you know, he would kind of start to turn those 2-yard, 1-yard runs into 6-, 7-, 8-yard runs. And that's the key. Can they not let that happen? Where, you know, his size and downhill style takes this game over in the second half. They've got to get him tired in the first half in this heat, wear him down a little bit. and not let him wear them down on the flip side. And, you know, a lot of it is getting off the field on third down. Can they win on third down? Kali Amontas is, you know, really good in those, you know, third and two, third and three, third and fours. He knows how to get out of the pocket, dump it out to the receivers. They're 51% third down conversion team. So I think a lot of it will be, can Nebraska get off the field early in this game to not let him kind of get going as a running back.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for your time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Husker Line, Sean Callahan.
Question for Bill. Bill, help me. You have to come through on this stuff for us. Ja'Cory Barney is having a lot of success on these, what we'll call them jet sweeps, sweep plays. Comes around, goes on the perimeter and gets big gains. The defense is surely going to adjust to that, right? Defenses are surely going to adjust?
Yes. Anytime things are on film, immediately. First of all, you want to track who are the potentials. Like right away, it appears as if the Banks and Nayor, that's not their style. That's not their idea. It's like, hey, there's really two guys for Nebraska that are kind of in that mode. Who's going to carry that ball? So you always want to have awareness of where that is. What does the other side of the ball look like? Which you always want to kind of protect the edge so you don't get someone that's right in his face on a jet sweep or anything like that. Then also, there's different ways to do it if it's off of motion and different things adjustments-wise that you can do. Like I said, there was the reason they had the big play for the touchdown against Purdue at the end of the game was that they went push crack versus press, and one guy blocked two because the corner stayed on him. They went and blocked. If they just stay on the corner like that, if they just stay on the corner, then the safety probably gets him on the ground for an 8 to 10 yard gain. Instead, they blocked it and they screwed it up. So you're going to work.
Purdue screwed it up.
Yeah, you're going to work very diligently on. First of all, it's going to be pre-snap awareness. Where are the potential of the runners at? What's the alignment? What do they do? So they'll have a lot. And then Nebraska will probably have a different look off of it also.
But that's what I was going to ask.
But you're also, there'll be a change up, a different way to get to it. Mm-hmm. But then also it'll be repped very heavily. Because if you're looking at it right now, they're explosive runs.
They are.
Have been that. That's what's like. If I'm Shiano, I'm like, hey, we can't give up these explosive runs by the wide receiver.
Yep, right.
That can't happen. So that'll be hit on hard.
Okay, so then the question becomes, when the defense adjusts, what can the – now, I'm more of the offensive mind in this room than you. What does the offense do to readjust?
How they line him up. They can move him, shift him. They can motion him one way, then bring him right back on the play. So it's real simple. You just say, let's just run the same play. How can we get to a different –
okay.
That's it. And they'll have a different ways to be able to get to it. They'll always have that. Or something off of it where it's going to be, hey, we're going to fake this and then go to the next
thing. That's what I was looking for.
So they'll have some different looks from it. So I still anticipate success with that.
Remember when Wisconsin did that to Nebraska? Running those jet sweeps, jet
How
sweeps,
can you
jet
forget
sweeps.
That? They're still running the jet sweep.
Jet sweeps,
the
jet
2012 sweep. Big Ten title game.
Yeah. Who was that?
Melvin Gordon, James White, and Monte Ball, all three of them. Now, Gordon had the jet
Gordon
sweeps,
was
but
mainly jet
White
sweep.
and Bell were just going up the middle.
Nebraska didn't adjust well.
No.
Nebraska did not adjust
well. Gave up 70 points in the game. Like 500 rushing yards, something like that.
That was a dark day, I'm telling you. And I mean, when I say dark, I mean dark.
I mean, you thought it was dark when Melvin had 409 against Nebraska.
In Indy. We're talking about Indy.
2 years prior, it was worse than that. Because it was collectively, they could not stop anything in the run game.
Yeah, let's talk about something more pleasant.
Okay, how about this?
Like rats in a gutter.
No, this will be more pleasant. Segment two is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, Sonny and the team over there.
Yeah.
Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Capitalize on this diversity with one brand, Beck's Hybrids. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs. Faith, family, and farming. Beck's Hybrids.
They're flexing right now.
Are they?
They're flexing right now. Because things, I mean, have you seen a better harvest season than this right now? Corn's drying on its own, not running it through the dryers and everything. That's a big savings in your yield. Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Yeah, it's a big savings
in your
yield. We have to supply learning like Bill does. He's way ahead of us.
He's an ag man.
Trying to always learn.
Yeah.
Trying to learn.
So the dry the dryness actually helps harvest.
You're down on the being in a drought's not a great thing ever. It's never like, oh no, that's a great thing, but it is for harvest time right now because everything is. I mean, soybeans are flying out of the fields, corn's going out because everything's dry. Everything. The reason you leave your corn in the field longer so it naturally dries. That's the whole idea. If you take it out early, then you have to dry your corn, which means I gotta dry your corn. That's a lot to dry your corn.
I need a Bill Bush
Ag Symposium over here.
How much I don't know.
We're getting together for that.
The symposium.
You should have a symposium and lead the symposium.
Lead it, yes.
Yes.
Talk about fertilizer.
Yeah.
Nitrogen.
Yeah.
And hydrogen.
It's important. Bex Hybrid. Thank you. BexHybrids.com.
Incredible.
When we come back, the mailbag and the song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.